Peace out.
Hi, and welcome to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel. This season, we've been asking listeners to send in their kindness stories, telling us about a time when someone said or did something kind for them. They can also thank that person so we can shine a light on people who do kind things. It's so important to care and help each other, especially now. We've been receiving so many kindness stories from listeners, many which were sent in earlier this year before the self-isolation or sheltering in place of COVID-19. Here's one of those stories from Edgar.
My name is Edgar, and my kindness story is one time I was sick at recess, and I went to the buddy bench because I had nobody to play with. And then Jack came and he said, "Do you want to play?" And I said, "Sure," and I felt happy.
Thanks, Edgar. In the email from Edgar's family, they explained that when Edgar said that he felt sick at recess, what he meant was that he was feeling nervous during that recess because he couldn't find his friends to play with. I've heard about buddy benches in schools, and I'm glad that you were able to use one to connect with a new friend. Thanks for listening and for sharing your kindness story. We have one more story from Jesse.
My name is Jesse, and when somebody did something kind for me is when I wanted to build a glowing floating lantern, my mom helped me with doing it.
Okay, Jesse. Now I'm very curious to see this glowing floating lantern. How did you build it? That was definitely very kind of your mom to take the time to help you make something you really wanted to build. I hope your lantern is still shining brightly. Thanks for sharing your kindness story with us. If you'd like to share a kindness story, please send your recording to peaceout@bedtime.fm. We promise to listen to each recording, and while it will take a while, we will eventually reply to all of them. Some kindness stories will be chosen to be on the podcast. Last time, we talked about sea stars, and today, we're going back into the ocean to visit seahorses. Before we dive in, let's get our minds and bodies ready with the calm down countdown. We're going to count down from 10 while breathing nice, long, deep breaths in and out. This will help us slow down and calm down. I have two very special guests to help with today's calm down countdown. My daughters are going to help guide us through, with Caitlin explaining and Erin doing the countdown. Take it away, girls.
Sit in a comfortable position. Rest your hands on your knees or on your lap. Breathe as you start growing taller in your seat. Sit up nice and tall. Gently roll your shoulders back. Lift your chin a little. Look forward or close your eyes. Keep breathing as we count down. You can just keep on breathing as you listen, or you can try to time your breathing with the numbers. Breathing in when you hear a number, and breathing out between. Ready? 10.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's the first thing you did this morning after you woke up? Did you brush your teeth? Eat breakfast? Watch TV? Feed your fish? Did you dance? No? Well, guess what? That's what seahorses do every morning. When seahorses find their partners, they become partners for life. And every morning, seahorse partners will do a dance, twisting and twirling together, and sometimes even changing color. The dancing can last for a few minutes or even hours. Imagine that you're a seahorse. What color would you like to change into? I think I'd like to be a blue seahorse with white stripes. Let's twist together now. Keep sitting up tall. Now, let's turn our heads and shoulders to face one side. Place your hands on your thigh on that side, or if you can reach, on the floor. Great. Let's face forwards again, your hands on your knees. Now, twist to the other side, looking in that direction with your hands on your thigh or floor. That's great. Come back to face forward now, hands back on your knees. Let's keep doing this, but now moving with our breathing. When we twist to the sides, we'll breathe in. When we face forward, we'll breathe out. Ready? Take a deep breath in and twist to one side. Reach for the floor or your thigh. Breathe out and face forward. Breathe in now and twist to the other side, reaching for the floor. Breathe out and face forward again. Breathe in and twist to the other side. Breathe out and face forward. Breathe in and twist to the other side. Breathe out and face forward. Breathe in and twist to the next side. Breathe out and face forward. Keep going at your own pace now. Seahorses twist and twirl every morning with their partners as a way of saying good morning and also to check in to make sure their partner is alive and okay. They also do this to become closer to each other. How does your family check in with each other? Especially now when things can be confusing or frustrating sometimes, since we're all at home and many places like schools and playgrounds are closed. We can still call our family and friends. Video chats are great because you can see their faces. If we go for a walk safely, staying 6 feet away from others, we can still wave and smile at people, and we can still talk to other people from 6 feet away. For our families at home with us, we can pay more attention to them. You might be able to tell if they're feeling sad or upset by the expression on their faces. They may be frowning, crying, or their face is turning red in frustration. You might also be able to tell how they're feeling by what they're saying, or even just by the tone of their voice. That means how they're saying their words. Someone can say, "I'm fine," in different tones because they will mean different things. Listen to see if you can tell the feeling behind each of these "I'm fines." I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I bet a lot of you could tell the differences there, though it isn't always easy or obvious. Just keep that in mind when you're listening to someone talk. Tone of voice can tell you more about how someone is feeling than their words sometimes. You can even tell how someone is feeling by their body language. Maybe they're turned away from you or trying to have some time to themselves in their room. Or maybe you just have a feeling inside that they're not feeling great right now. Let's all face forward again now and rest. Well done. What can you do to check in with someone? You can start by asking them, "Are you okay?" Or, "Can I give you a hug?" Or even, "What do you need?" Or maybe you can just sit quietly beside them and let them talk to you when they're ready. Or just give them some space and time and check in on them again after a while when they've had a chance to calm down and recharge. How would you like your family to check in on you? One really cool thing about seahorses is that the male seahorses are the ones to carry the babies. They have a pouch like a kangaroo and can give birth to up to 1,000 seahorse babies at a time. Seahorse babies are called fries, and they are independent right when they are born, swimming around and growing strong each day. We're going to do something that requires our strength now. Let's move on to our hands and knees. Move your hands so that they are lined up right underneath your shoulders. Step your feet back now so that you're balancing on your hands and toes, almost like you're about to do a push-up. If this isn't possible for you right now, you can stay on your knees. Let's make our body a straight line by moving our hips a little lower. Is your body and legs making a straight line now? Pull in your tummy to help with this. Check that your hands are still right under your shoulders. Good work. You're doing a plank pose. Let's see if we can hold it for 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Nice job. Bring your knees back on the ground and sit back onto your heels and put your forehead down on the floor. You can open your knees now to make some more room for yourself. Keep your arms stretched along the ground or bring them back along your sides. When you're ready, come back to a seated position, either on the ground or on a chair. Did you know that seahorses are fish? Yes, they are. They breathe using gills, like other fish. Seahorses breathe in water through their mouths, and their gills take the oxygen from the water. Let's do a special breathing exercise. We're going to do alternate nostril breathing. Alternate here means every other. We're going to be touching our face, our noses for this. If you have a stuffy nose, you can pause this episode now and blow your nose and wash your hands before coming back. Or you can skip ahead because this will involve breathing through just one nostril, which might be tricky if you have a cold. For everyone else, it's a great idea to wash your hands before and after touching our faces. We are going to adapt the regular hand movement for this breathing exercise and just use our thumb and pointer fingers to pinch your nose. One side of the nose will always be pinched close. Can you put up your thumb right now? And now how about your pointer finger? That's the finger right next to the thumb. To make things easier, I'll just call the pointer finger, finger, and the thumb will just still be the thumb. Let's try this first without worrying about the breathing part. Open your mouth slightly and breathe in and out through your mouth for now. Lift up your right hand and use your right thumb and pointer finger to pinch your nose now. Keep your thumb on your right nostril to keep it closed, but lift up your finger to open the left nostril. Good. Now close your left nostril with your finger as you lift up your thumb to open the right nostril. Let's practice this a couple of times by ourselves now. Remember, one nostril will always be closed and just go back and forth, thumb closing the right nostril while the pointer finger is lifted, then the finger closes the left nostril as the thumb lifts up. Ready to add in the breathing? First, Let's reset so our thumb is closing the right nostril and your finger is lifted off the left. Mouth is now closed. Stay here and breathe in through your left nostril and now close the left with your finger as you lift up your thumb and breathe out through your right. Good. Stay here. Breathe in through your right nostril. Press your thumb down and open the left as you breathe out through the left. Stay here and breathe in through your left nostril. Now press your finger on your left nostril and lift up your thumb, breathing through the right. Stay here and breathe in through the right. Press your thumb down on the right nostril and open the left, breathing out. Stay here and breathe in through your left nostril. Press your finger on your left and open the thumb, breathing out through the right nostril. Great work. Why don't you try it a few more times on your own now, going at your own pace. Well done. You can put your hand down now. How did that feel? How are you feeling right now? Did you feel a difference between that breathing and how you're breathing now? It may have taken some time to get into, especially because you can't see me to show you how to do it. If you were able to follow along, that's amazing. For everyone, to keep practicing this balanced breathing, I put a link to a couple of videos in the episode notes. I'll also make a video of what we just did and post it to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This alternate nostril breathing is a really amazing breathing technique to keep practicing because it helps our whole body feel calmer by slowing down our heart rate, lowering our blood pressure, and improving our lungs and breathing. It even improves our attention and coordination as we are switching back and forth with our hand and our nostrils. And you will be happy to know that that's the last time I say the word nostril in this episode. Promise. Before we go, I have one more cool fact about seahorses to share. Seahorses use their tails like monkeys do. They can wrap their tails around things like seaweed floating by. This is their way of getting a free ride, because they can just relax and move along with the seaweed as it floats through the ocean. They can also wrap their tails around their partner's tail so they don't lose each other, sort of like holding hands. Let's end by putting our hands together. Place your palms together in front of your heart. Fingers are pointing up to the sky. Thumbs are touching your chest. Close your eyes if you'd like. You may have heard the word namaste before. It is a Hindu greeting that means, I bow to the divine in you. So when you greet someone with your hands in a prayer pose like this, bow your head and say namaste, what you're telling that person is that you know and see all the goodness, kindness, and light in that person, and that the same goodness, kindness, and light lives in your heart too. It's a very beautiful way to greet someone, and many more people are doing this now since we're not shaking hands or hugging people we meet now. Let's end today's relaxation by saying namaste to each other. You may be listening to this with a brother or sister, mom or dad, or someone else in your home. Turn to them now with your hands together and bow your head and say, namaste. If you're listening on your own, let's do this together. I have my hands together right now as I'm talking. Ready? Namaste. I know that there is goodness, kindness, and light in you. Thank you for being here. Until next time, peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is written and narrated by Chanel Sang. Sound editing by John Karsten. Produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM and Chanel Sang. Thank you to our special Calm Down Countdown guest hosts, Caitlin and Aaron.
Mommy, speak. Mommy, speak.
Hello.
Minion, banana.